were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favour rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told about them, this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told.
Friends, shall we enjoy a moment of stillness and quietness before I bring you a Christmas message? And we'll pray together now. Let's pray. Lord Jesus Christ, Emmanuel, God with us, by the power of your Spirit, may it be to each one of us, my Emmanuel, that truly the Spirit of God might give birth to Christ in each one of our hearts. This we ask in his precious name. Amen. Hope you have a wonderful Christmas day, especially the food and all the festivities. We're not going to do kind of competitive catering and see how you get on for your starter and your main course and your pudding. But on into the new year, into leaner times. I promise you, I'm not on commission with Sainsbury's. I think they make far too much money as it is. But I discovered this on their shelves the other day, and I think I probably enjoyed it about 3 weeks ago. It's a simple one pot, okay? On the top, you have some cream. In the middle, you've got a kind of gooey, light, chocolatey, tasty thing. And right at the bottom, I mean, you can either dig the spoon all the way in and pull the whole thing out and taste all three, or you can kind of scoop all the cream off and then the middle bit, and then right at the bottom, it kind of gets more chewy and biscuity. It's actually really quite nice. Do you know what it's called? You got this, Timothy? Layers of joy. Layers of joy. I must have been thinking about Christmas while I was in Sainsbury's. The angels, I bring you tidings of great joy. That's a Christmas gift. You haven't got to bother opening it. I guess we do have to thank God for it. But there are layers of joy in the Christmas story, aren't there? There's the joy in heaven. I mean, it's the angels singing. We're just listening. God's really happy about this. His plan to love the world. Maybe I need to hold on that. He does love you. Jesus didn't come to rub it in. He comes to rub it out. He's not got a big stick. God actually has arms of love. And his way of loving us is through this baby. So heaven's really happy about this. Heaven is full of joy. There's the first layer. The next layer of joy is, of course, Mary and Joseph. At last, the 9 months, or we don't actually know precisely what the day is. I'm sorry, Andy and Claire, you're going for 2018. We all want to know. The baby's not going to be as important as Jesus, but it's the long-awaited baby. Mary and Joseph and all the people around the crib scene all those years ago were full of joy. You've got the angels, you've got the wise men, you've got the shepherds, you've got Mary and Joseph. There's always joy when a new baby comes into the world. The final layer of joy is, of course, with us. Probably for another day to say parts of our human personality are like the layers of an onion skin. You peel them off. And sometimes this joy God wants to give us is kind of right deep down. And God does want to give us this gift of joy. Maybe you could say to yourself, I just can't work this whole thing out. God becomes a human being. It's one of my favourite carols. Can you get this one? You might not be able to see this. This is baby Jesus from the nativity crib in the vicarage. It's a wonderful carol. Lo, within the manger lies he who made the starry skies. It actually happened. And whether through the layers of our personality we find that gift of joy is really over to us to say, well, help me receive that gift. Heaven's certainly glad about it. Mary and Joseph, baby Jesus, it happened, historical fact. But the real layer of joy that God wants you to receive this Christmas time is deep within your personality, within your life, that it happened. It happened for me. So Romans chapter 15, verse 13 says, may God fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him. May God give you this joy. Hard one for me to say, but actually you're not born with it. That's why in John's Gospel it says you need to be born again. You need to receive this gift of joy within you. So there we go. The Vicar of Tunbridge says thank you to Sainsbury's for this remarkable gift of a sermon title, Layers of Joy. It's good, isn't it? So enjoy your pudding. And think about these layers of joy within you. Of course I laugh, but I want you to be serious. Have I received the joy of knowing Jesus is in my life? May God fill you, not just with your Christmas dinner, but whenever it happens. Ours is at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Our Cocker Spaniel Cross, who's a sprocker, has already had his Christmas dinner and present. At about 6:45 this morning, he found fox poo. I mean, yeah. There must be a marketing thing in this to bottle it and scent it for dogs. But anyway, there you go. He absolutely loved it. Disgusting. There you go. He's had a bath, though. Please feel free to come and visit. He smells fine now. Whatever does it for you this Christmas time, I hope it happens. What does it for God is that there's joy in your heart. Ask him. Maybe that will happen for you this Christmas time. Layers of joy. May God fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him. Let's pray together. We pray for your blessing on our homes and our Christmas meals this day. We pray for your blessing on our own thoughts and prayers and trust as we seek to trust you for that joy in our hearts, the birth of Christ within our lives. This we ask in his precious name. Amen.